Sally Bird and Cynthia. They had two daughters, Sally Bird, who is my age, and Cynthia, who is Mary Jean's age. They would come out to the ranch every summer for about a month. One time they came by bus into Bend. They may have ridden the train to the Dalles, and we picked them up there and took them to the ranch. The car was full. They stayed in the north bedroom upstairs, and, of course, the girls slept with Mary and me. We had a wonderful time with the girls there. We could get into more trouble than you can believe, but somehow we lived through it. Just think, there was the Little Deschutes River right out off the back porch, bridges to cross, barns to play in, animals to ride and just be around, and all sorts of things that could keep little kids busy and getting into trouble. We were given limits, and we always exceeded them. Barbara would be with us as much as possible, and we were called the three cousins. My poor sister was younger, and I know we probably pushed her aside as being too little to join us. Kids can be so cruel. But she and Cynthia were the same age, and I guess, since I can't remember all that, they got along fine. I know I was always unhappy when it was time for them to go back to Sellersburg, Indiana, where they lived. One time when I was about 8 years old, my dad took me to the Dalles to pick Sally Bird up at the train and bring her back to the ranch. Her folks came on a few weeks later. That was my first, I think, overnight trip with my dad. We stayed at the Dalles Hotel, ate dinner, and then went to a movie. That was such a treat. The movie was Abe Lincoln in Illinois, and I have never forgotten that time. When I got back to the hotel, I was already lonesome for the family back at the ranch, so I wrote a letter to them. I still have it. It was in some things from the ranch, and it is funny. Well, the next morning, Dad and I picked up Sally Bird and her escort, named Shog, I think, as he was Uncle Bush's chauffeur, at the train and started back to the ranch. That was a great trip for me, even though I didn't like riding in the back seat. It wasn't long before her folks came, about July 1st, I think, and they stayed until the end of that month. Uncle Bush always had to come back to the ranch. He and Aunt Martha loved it and once told my folks that when they retired, they would like to come back there. Of course, that didn't happen, but not because they changed their mind. World War II changed everybody's life from there on. Anyway, Uncle Bush was having trouble with his eyes in later years, and that hindered his work, but he still had an office and could diagnose just as before. He died June 16th, 1972. Aunt Martha was born February 24th, 1899, and died in 1995. She was a priceless lady with a Southern heritage. My mother loved her so much. They were almost the same age, just months apart. They wrote to each other all the time, and my mother would read those letters full of things about Sally Bird and Cynthia. And I'm sure my mother wrote about the ranch life and us back to her. If email had been in that era, they would have been on it every day, I'll bet. Aunt Martha could knit and sew, and every year she would send Barbara, Mary Jean, and me something to wear. I especially remember a skating skirt. Mine was blue corduroy on the outside and red-lined inside, and when you wore it, it was beautiful. In her later years, she used to call each of us of the first cousins and get brought up to date with what was going on in our lives. She finally had to give this up due to weakness. Her daughter, Cynthia, went to see her every day at a nursing home in Sellersburg where she died. When my husband and I came back from Philadelphia in 1954, we stayed at their home for 2 days before coming back to Bend. They were so good to us. They had a bad lightning storm just before we arrived, so they had no electricity, and we went out to dinner. I thought that was such a treat. It was also very humid and hot, and I was 7 months pregnant with John, so they gave us their air-conditioned room. Now that was a sacrifice. I have named all of Dad's family, and I know I will think of many more things about each and every one, but the main thing I shall never forget is how close they all were. They had a bond to the ranch and to each other that never went away. They lived to be together, both as youngsters and later as adults with families.